Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's finally happening, and yes, we are winning. Yes, you, the fan that wants to see the SEC eat some crow. And if you're here on Heartland College Sports, I know that's how you feel. You're winning, and we are winning. Keep the foot on the pedal. Shows like this and your support is making a difference. Thanks for joining us on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We appreciate you being here as always, following us at Heartland College Sports, where we cover the Big 12 Conference. So after the SEC, along with the Big 10, tried to muscle their way to 4 automatic qualifiers this past week with their SEC meetings, the blowback was so extreme that the SEC looks like it will bail on this model. It will bail on the 4 automatic qualifiers for the Big 10 and the SEC, 2 for the Big 12, 2 for the ACC, 1 for the Group of 6, and then 3 at-larges. So this is welcomed news. Now, this is not just happening because of you, because of us, because of the media, the public blowback. It's also happening because, well, SEC coaches aren't even in love with this 4 automatic qualifier model. So Ross Dellinger had a great piece at Yahoo Sports where he talked about how while administrators liked the idea of 4 automatic qualifiers, well, the coaches, not so much. They were not on board with this idea. In fact, they prefer the 5 automatic qualifiers plus 11 at-larges for a 16-team college football playoff. Very similar to what we've got happening right now. With the 12-team playoff, you'll get the 5 automatic bids, and now it'll be straight seeding instead of giving preferential treatment to the top 4 seeds based on who won their conference championships. So basically, it's the same model that we're going to be having this year, but with 4 more teams. That is the way this is trending right now. Now, is this best for the Big 12? It is, and I'll explain why. Because right now, we have a model that with 4 automatic qualifiers would automatically squeeze out the Big 12 and the ACC. The idea of 4 automatic qualifiers would have been what? Would have been to jam in as many SEC teams and Big 10 teams as possible, and then basically make it so the odds every year are that the SEC or the Big 10 would win the national championship, which would snowball this notion that these two conferences are head and shoulders above the rest. And I'm not saying they're not the best two conferences in college football right now. They are. But the intended purpose of the 4AQ compared to the 2AQ for the Big 12 and ACC model was to keep the narrative going and keep the propaganda train going. That's it. That was the goal here. And they almost got away with it until you blew back and we blew black and you had even some SEC coaches blow back. So I'll get to, I know some of you are not wild about the 5 plus 11 idea. We have a poll up on our X page, which you can check out right now and you can go vote on whether or not you prefer 5 plus 11 or the automatic qualifier model for the Big 12 conference. I prefer 5 plus 11 However, there is a but in there I will get to. So here's what happened at the end of the SEC meetings, according to Ross Dellinger. A majority of SEC coaches did not support the multiple automatic qualifier playoff structure that has gained momentum with a large group of their administrators. Why? Well, they didn't want a ninth conference game. All right, that was number one. That was part of the deal under the automatic qualifier model. A ninth conference game, which would have brought more money to the SEC from ESPN and therefore more money to the schools. And for the administrators, let's be clear, that's all the administrators care about. The administrators are only playing the game of basically what is good for our bottom line. They don't really care about anything else. Frankly, they're not tasked with winning football games. They are tasked with making money. And that's why the administrators liked this idea over some of the others. So with that, the SEC coaches didn't want a ninth conference game. They also didn't want a season-ending interconference playing game that would have resulted. No way, some of them said. The 16 SEC coaches were not completely aligned against the concept, but the room wasn't split either. The preferred format is the 5 plus 11 model, with 5 automatic qualifiers for conference champions and 11 at-large bids instead of the so-called 4-4-2-2-1 AQ model that grants the Big Ten and the SEC with 4 automatic qualifiers. The stances from the SEC coaches and, this is key from Dellinger, the pushback from the public, that's you, other conferences, and even television partner ESPN on the AQ format has perhaps altered the conversation around the future of football's postseason as the three-day SEC spring meetings ended on Thursday. So what now? Well, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, did not share anything about his league's preferred model. Why? Because they don't have agreement on a preferred model right now. Sankey was the one who was trying to jam down the 4-4-2-2-1 model. Let's be very clear. Greg Sankey got down to Florida for the SEC meetings on Memorial Day with one thing in mind. Bully the rest of the sport, bully the media, and bully ESPN, his obviously chief media ally, into jamming a 4-4-2-2-1 model down the throats of all of college football. That was Greg Sankey's goal on Monday. And by the end of the week, to the credit of a lot of people, a lot of important voices around college football, and I like to think we play a very small role in this, we all said this is complete and utter BS, and the SEC can pound sand. And you know what? It worked. And it not only worked because everybody, it seems like, many who have been very sympathetic to the SEC over the years called this thing out for what it was. You also had people within the SEC call this thing out. Now, let's be clear. The SEC coaches don't dislike the 4-4-2-2-1 model because, well, they care about the well-being of the Big 12 and the ACC. They don't want to get to a point where they're playing 18 games, and I don't blame them. I mean, this sport, I am all about capitalism. I've said it a million times. But for goodness sakes, this sport is not intended to be an 18-game season. You had NFL teams that were not playing 18-game seasons until a couple of years ago when you include all the postseason games. This is crazy. You can have 18-year-old kids playing games in late January that started in late August? I mean, please spare me that anybody around college football gives a rip about the health and the well-being of these athletes anymore. They don't care one iota. And the idea that you are going to have some of these kids playing 18 games is all you need to know about how much they care or don't care about the health of these young men. They don't. And anybody trying to convince you that they do is full of it, top to bottom. So that's what happened at the end of this week. And this is a complete about face compared to where the SEC was when the week started. And this is welcome. This is great news. I put a big long thread on our Instagram page. I would love for you to follow us at Heartland College Sports on Instagram. And I wrote how for 10 years, my goal in large part has been to be a voice of the Big 12 Conference, obviously, and push back on the SEC narrative that has consumed national college football media for well over a decade at this point. And for over 10 years, since this whole thing started with me and a laptop and not much else, before we started growing this audience tremendously over the last few years, thanks to you, I felt like I was swimming upstream. And I've always felt like we were swimming upstream at Heartland College Sports because you have the behemoths who are coming downstream right into your face, led by ESPN. And even there was some pushback over the last few days, quietly maybe, from some inside of ESPN who said this is nuts and this will destroy the sport. And that looks to have, for now, slowed down the SEC in its attempt to ruin college football. And I will take that and run with it as a great win for college football as a whole. Now, some places will tell you, what's it matter? What's the big deal? The SEC is king. I'm not telling you it's not the best conference in America, but I'm telling you the model that they were lobbying for at the start of last week would have destroyed this sport. And anybody trying to convince you otherwise is probably related to Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, because nobody else in their right mind would have ever bought into this idea that rigging this thing with automatic qualifiers would have been in the best interest of college football as a whole. You know, the NBA should do that. I mean, they can't be happy that the Indiana Pacers out of market number 35 and the Oklahoma City Thunder out of market number 45 to 50 are playing for an NBA championship. They should probably rig this thing so that the playoffs are more so seeded by, let's say, market size and brands over, you know, who actually wins games. That seems like the way the NBA should go if they were to model college football. I say this very much tongue-in-cheek. I hope you're catching on. But you get the point. Only this sport would try to jam down such an awful idea, and it would only come from a couple of places within the sport. And thankfully, that came to somewhat of an end this past week. Now, some of you in Big 12 land are not thrilled with the idea of a 5 plus 11 model because your attitude is the Big 12 will get maybe one team in, and outside of that, the Big 12 is going to be on the outside looking in because the committee is going to jam in a bunch of SEC teams that might actually work out better for the SEC than the 4-4-2-2-1 model. There is no doubt that a couple of things need to happen here. And I'm not sure they're going to happen, but we should start the public campaign pressure for it. And I've been lobbying for this for years now, calling out the SEC for not having 9 conference games. That has to happen.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
The rest of college football needs to call out the SEC for having 8 conference games. Sorry, I said 9. But that's what needs to happen right now. Led by the Big 12 and Brett Yormark, throw in the Big 10 as well. They've got to start saying to the SEC, play 9 conference games. We don't want to hear your belly aching. We don't want to hear about how tough your conference is. You know what? You guys keep expanding and adding these teams, and then you complain about how the conference is too difficult. Now, that is debatable. I'll get to that in a second here. But let's be very clear. You don't get to basically pick the teams that you want in your conference, make the most money of any conference by a mile in the sport, and then complain that you should not be allowed or you should not be challenged to play 9 conference games because, well, this is just, oh my gosh, this conference is just way too difficult. We can't possibly consider adding another conference game because look at what we've got in the SEC. We just can't possibly do it. No, 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 no. You cannot have that cake and eat it too. You can try, and you might have media allies that will allow you to do such a thing, but not here. That is not going to fly on this show. You know what is? Can you drop us a like right now on the video as you're joining us on YouTube and Facebook and X and share this video as well? We appreciate you doing that. And on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. We are giving out some great merchandise to those of you who leave us outstanding ratings and reviews on the podcast. Just do that on Apple and or Spotify. We got an awesome one the other day. Let's see. What do we have here? This one was really nice. Love the show. Been listening for years to Heartland College Sports, and there is not a better show to support the Big 12. And Pete calls out the SEC and the Big 10 for all the stuff they try to pull and brings the big heads back down the earth and lays it in black and white for the country to see and hear. Keep it up, Pete. You have a listener for life. That is a very nice review on Apple Podcasts. And if you could drop us one of those, man, we would be so grateful if you could do that. And we're going to be sending out merch, Heartland merch, to some of the best ratings and reviews that we receive. Just send me an email with a screenshot of your rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We used to give out free koozies when you left the rating and a review, but now it's even better. We're giving out some merch every week to those of you that leave a really top-of-the-line rating and review. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that and for being a part of this show. And make sure you are subscribed to the channel on Apple, Spotify, or on YouTube. So the SEC has got to get to 9 conference games. And yes, the selection committee process absolutely does need to change. But I'm optimistic it can over time. We have had this public pressure campaign work regarding the 4-4-2-2-1 model. Why can't the public pressure campaign also work on things like how the rankings are determined and how the committee goes about doing its job and having the committee utilize a formula that is much more analytical than what we've been going through over the last really 10 years? Do we go back to a BCS model where we put together a computer ranking that just stacks them 1 through 16? I would be open to that. And I know there are a lot of us who could not stand the BCS era and the way the BCS models worked. But after 10 years of a college football playoff model that we've seen completely screw the Big 12, would you go back to a BCS model? I would. Some of you might say no, but I would do it. From year one of the college football playoff, we saw Baylor and or TCU get screwed out of playing in a college football playoff in favor of Ohio State. We have seen it on multiple occasions since then as well. There's no reason for a Big 12 fan to want to go along with this college football playoff committee model that has done nothing for any conference outside of mostly the SEC. So why would you not want to go back to a BCS model in terms of how you rank these 16 teams if we end up with the 16-team playoff that is a 5 plus 11 at-large selections? We got to get this very biased human element out of the picture, especially when you have sitting athletic directors who can make more money for their own programs, even if their programs aren't in the playoff discussion. When obviously several teams get into the playoff, it is monetarily beneficial for every team in the conference. So the idea that we've got sitting athletic directors on a college playoff committee that literally are voting on teams that can make themselves and their universities millions of dollars is as corrupt a system as you could possibly come up with. And that's what we're living through right now. That's how broken this thing is. And as these conferences and these programs are continuing to bleed and try to scrape together every nickel they can get their hands on, you don't think there's going to be problems when it comes to ranking teams in the at-large part of a college football playoff, whether it's 12 or 16? There absolutely is going to be problems. And that's why we got to get away from this. So you tell me what you would prefer at this point. Do you want a computer-based system? Now, I want to know what the formula is, obviously, but do you want a computer-based system, or do you want to keep going with this whole committee thing? I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports, and we are glad that you are here on the show. Let us know as well where you are watching from. Joe writes 443311 is the way to go. I assume that's 4 for the Big Ten and the SEC, 3 for the Big 12 and the ACC, and then what? One group of 6, one at large? That's tough. See, I don't want 3 for the Big 12. I'm serious. I know that people won't say this. I don't want 3 automatic qualifiers for the Big 12. There may not be a year where the Big 12 has 3 worthy teams of being in the college football playoff. They probably didn't last year under that model. Let's be honest. Other conferences may have had more teams worthy of being in the top 16 last year. I don't like that. As much as that might be the best case for the Big 12, I'm also, unlike many in college football media, actually trying to figure out the fairest way to go about doing this. Since we don't have a system that allows teams to really play each other, you know, with any kind of consistency across the conference. Because the other thing that was going on here, and we touched on this last week, Brian Kelly lobbed this out there, the LSU head coach, of 9 SEC conference games, 1 crossover game with the Big Ten, and then 2 other non-cons, which you know would have been 2 FCS games. So basically the SEC, at least from Brian Kelly's perspective, would be better off never playing the Big 12 and never playing the ACC and only playing the Big Ten, because that would basically further the model of saying, we're the top conference, and if you never play anybody else, well, you can't disprove that they're not the top conference. That was the goal from Brian Kelly on going down that road and even floating out that idea. It was just about continuing to solidify that narrative and never creating any kind of possible way to disprove the narrative. Unless, of course, these teams were to meet in a college football playoff or something like that. The Big Lubbock writes here, I can guess where you are watching from. I agree with the 5-11 model, Pete. I think it drives a wedge between the Big Ten and the SEC, keeps the scheduling alliance between the Big Ten and the SEC from happening. Yes, that as well. Any wedge between the SEC and the Big Ten is also a good thing for everybody involved. No doubt about it. We got Amarillo in the house, Tulsa in the house, Greenbrier County, West Virginia in the house. I love that. Watching from an undisclosed location in the house. Lubbock's here. Good stuff. Oklahoma City, welcome in. Ames, Iowa. Always appreciate you guys as well. Salina, Kansas. There you go. Thank you guys for watching and joining us on Heartland College Sports. Chris says here, we're coming at this the wrong way. Instead of telling the SEC they have to play 9 conference games, the Big 12 should go down to 8. Rationale, far more parity in the Big 12 than the SEC or the Big 10. Our top teams have more losses. That's one way to do it, Chris, but here's why I don't think it will happen or it should happen. The reason the Big 12 should not move down to 8 conference games like the SEC is because there will be a loss in revenue if they do that. The only reason the SEC is even thinking about 9 conference games is not because they care about being equitable and how they approach their conference slate like the Big 10 and the Big 12. It's about money. They can make more money from ESPN. And the Big 12 would theoretically lose money if they go from 9 conference games to 8. So that's not going to happen. That's why there has to be a public pressure campaign on basically trolling, embarrassing, and shaming the SEC into a 9th conference game. It can happen. And you know what? If we got to lead the way on that one, we'll do it. I've been lobbying for this for years at this point. But that's why it needs to go to a 9th conference game for the SEC. That's why. Because the Big 12 is not going to give up money to go down to 8. And frankly, as a Big 12 fan, I don't want to go down to 8. 9 is the right number. We don't need 2 FCS clunkers, especially one in mid-November like the SEC does. I mean, the Big 12 is geared up for a great November. Every Saturday is going to be a thriller. I don't want to stoop down to the SEC's level because they want to do the whole, like, we need a break in mid to late November because, oh, it's the SEC and it's so tough. I don't want to do that. I don't want to play their game. I want to be better than them. That's what I want, Chris. All right. Good stuff, guys. Really good stuff. And we are so glad you are here. Chris watching also from Northeast Indiana, El Paso, Texas in the house. You guys are fantastic. Please do share the show. Please do like it and subscribe. And we will be talking to you soon here at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We'll link to the merch shop as well. Get in there and join the forums. They're free. We got a lot of action happening there at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys soon. And go Big 12. Chicago in the house. What's up, Chicago? Thank you, guys. See you later.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.